Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I've just recorded. Yeah, no. Okay, come on.
Yeah, you're
can I get a quid's worth of these?
What have I got to buy it?
No, I know that, but what else?
Just buy it.
Just blow it.
Oh, I thought you knew how to do it.
No, I don't. That's what I was asking.
I don't know how to do it.
Don't you?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They put on a lot of soirees here, and there's like burning fires going down the staircase, and it's a very caviar affair. So I've said to him, well, I've always seemed a bit underdressed to come in. He said, no, you're welcome, plenty of times. That's not so much time. It does ring.
haven't been up here for years.
Just sit. Since 60-70s,
I think.
Just whisper some.
Right, destination, Arnold Circus. Strangely, the last band I worked for, like a sort of guitar technician, a band called Arnold. Probably the best 2 years of my life. And then about 7 years to come back to ground zero sort of thing. Yeah,
no,
I'm a circus. It was a circus.
Yeah, it's gone down a bit since I was here. Didn't have all this graffiti and things like that.
Circus. It was a circus. Exactly what it was. Licensed to be 16.
It's over 100 years old now, yeah. This old area, this was built at the same time the bandstand was, yeah. It was designed by a vicar, a reverend, yeah. Yeah, Shoreditch Church, the famous, you know, Shoreditch Church, the nursery rhyme, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Famous say the bells of Do-Re-Mi when I grow rich, say the bells of
Shoreditch.
When will that be? So the bells of Stepney.
You owe me 5 farthings, say the bells of St. Martin's. When will you pay me? Say the bells of Old Bailey. I do not know. Say the great bell of Bow. When I grow rich, say the bells of Shoreditch.
When I grow rich.
When will that be? Say the bells of Stepney. I do not know, say the great bell of Bow. That's it. That's the end of that one. Yeah, it's that's why it's like Gothic. Oh, yeah. It's all Gothic design, so we're doing. Because he was into Gothic architecture, being a reverend in the church.
He was young and gay and sweet and did he sing, and thoughts of joy and happiness to my heart did bring. I rose quietly and paused beside my bed and gently shut the window and smashed his little head.
Street line,
yeah.
Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clements.
You owe me 5 farthings,
say the bells of St. Martin's. When will you pay me, say the bells of St.
Martin's. I do not pay, say the bells of St. Martin's. When I grow rich, say the bells of Shoreditch.
When I grow rich, say the bells.
When will that be, say the bells of Stepney. I do not know, say the great bell of St. Martin's.
See the bells of Shoreditch.
I know where Arnold Sharp is, he's always catching up. Yeah. That is the question. The architect was a vicar. That's why it's got the Gothic appearance. He's one for the Gothic, let's put it that way.
And we're standing on a mound. How was that?
That's very revolutionary. It was part of the estate, sort of.
So it wasn't the rubble from the old slums?
Could have been, I don't know. Could have been. I mean, the quality of the architecture is very good. That's very revolutionary. It was the first council buildings ever built in Britain. And there's an all down there, I suppose, that's over 100 years as well, I suppose it was built. Going back at the same time, social gathering where it used to gather, I suppose. So it's really revolutionary when you think about it. Yeah, I mean, you had your church down the road, you've got your church, Shoreditch Church, of the famous nursery rhyme, Oranges and Lemons. They've actually got a sign up there advertising the fact that it's the Oranges and Lemons Church.
Like, it's horrible feeling that every mound in London, everywhere I go now, I see Arnold Estates. On this, on that. Before I never noticed it. I always thought it was a horrible name for a band.
Well, we're in the Shoreditch Grounds now. It's a bit run down, Shoreditch Church Grounds, as well as a park. It's a bit run down, there's graffiti, would you believe? Let's have a look at the windows. Because you never know what you might find on the way. They've got a grating over the windows. Nice trees. Right, we're leaving the church now. Yeah, in there. That's the one. I don't have the side entrance. There's no plaque or anything, is there, to tell you what it's about. I should assume it's one of the first communal wall pumps. It's very old. Got some shields on it. Yeah.
It's part of the ironworks.
Yeah. Is it very old, you know, this pump?
That is very old.
Yeah, yeah.
It's as old as that.
Goes back along.
It's as old as that.
Yeah.
Across the road?
Yeah.
You know, churches, they've always got this own spiritual ground, yeah?
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. I lived here a few years ago.
Yeah.
I squatted here like a few of the others do now.
Yeah.
These grounds are, to me, are lovely grounds. And I think they need to consider in their heads what they've got here. You know, don't get me wrong, this is not a very great site, you know, to look at because of the homeless here.
Yeah.
But without the homeless, they ain't got nothing. They never did have anything. Someone needs to put their hand in their pocket and say this place has got to be done.